This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. 63 people dead in Kabul, Afghanistan, and nearly 200 wounded. Victims, witnesses, and family members are recovering after the Islamic State group's Afghan branch claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing at a wedding hall. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani condemned the overnight attack, saying he has summoned an extraordinary security meeting to review and prevent what happened. He also said in a statement, the Taliban cannot absolve themselves of blame, for they provide platforms for terrorists. VOA spoke with Dr. Sumit Ganguly, political science professor and South Asia expert at Indiana University. We asked him about what effect the attack might have as the U.S. and the Taliban are closing in on an agreement to end a nearly 18-year war, America's longest conflict.
My suspicion is the U.S. interlocutors will bring up this issue. The Taliban will no doubt dissemble and insist that they have nothing to do with ISIS, though one wonders about the credibility of such a claim. After all, they were the ones who nurtured Al-Qaeda before 9/11 and refused to hand over Osama bin Laden despite the insistence of the United States. So consequently, I am somewhat skeptical about anything the Taliban says about ISIS.
The Taliban condemned the bombing, saying, quote, such barbaric deliberate attacks against civilians, including women and children, are forbidden and unjustifiable. President Donald Trump said Sunday the economy is doing very well and dismissed concerns of a recession.
Well, honestly, I'm prepared for everything. I don't think we're having a recession. We're doing tremendously well. Our consumers are rich. I gave a tremendous tax cut, and they're loaded up with money.
This is VOA News. Protesters rallied in Hong Kong again on Sunday as anti-government demonstrations, now in their 11th week, continue. The protests were first sparked by an extradition bill, but are now broadly aimed at maintaining Hong Kong's special status with China. Mike O'Sullivan reports.
Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam is the focus of the anger. The government has supporters who rallied Saturday. They say these protests hurt Hong Kong, now in danger of recession. There is also a danger that China will send in troops.
You know that if China strongly move in Hong Kong, I think that will destroy the one country, two system. That's the whole world, not just America, but also the euro will against China and fight for us.
There is no other choice, said another at the rally.
Every one of us is scared. But we still have to try our very best to fight for our freedom.
Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Sudan's Transitional Military Council and opposition parties formally signed a political agreement this weekend after months of protests. Though many protesters are wary of the compromises made in the deal, the signing was marked by celebrations across the capital. In Khartoum, Isha Sarai and Naba Mohideen have more.
The signing of Sudan's political agreement over the weekend was met with music and chanting.
I'm so happy, I can't express it. A new Sudan will be built.
Celebrations throughout the capital lasted all day, though the signing itself was brief. Among those celebrating were thousands of people who traveled 300 kilometers from Atbara, which was the first city to protest for the ouster of former President Omar al-Bashir.
We came here to express our victory, to carry the memories and ambitions of the Sudanese people.
Celebrations throughout Khartoum followed the signing of the agreement after months of protests and negotiations. But some protesters worry the military will still retain too much power. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
Protesters have also expressed concern that those responsible for the killing of hundreds of demonstrators will not be punished. Secret British government documents are warning of serious disruptions across the country in the event that the UK leaves the European Union without a trade deal. The information is according to a report in the Sunday Times. Examples include disruptions to drug and medicine supply and a decrease in the availability of fresh food. But Michael Gove, the minister in charge of no-deal preparations, insists the files represented a worst-case scenario and the document released is old. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Voice of the World. Hey, one. It's today's exclusive hits.